Cape Talk, the movie review with Gail Edmonds.
Managing editor and film critic with City Press, Gail, Christian Bale is amazing advice, is he not? Good morning.
He is absolutely incredible. I mean, if they didn't put his name up on the screen, you'd be lucky to recognize him. It's unbelievable. It's actually uncanny and creepy how much he looks like Dick Cheney as well. He's won the Globe already. He's won all sorts of other things. I think we can safely say he's our Oscar winner this year.
Really? Because remember Rami Malek, for his outstanding portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, beat Christian Bale in the Screen Actors Guild a week ago, I think.
Yes,
he picked up the Best Actor Award ahead of Christian Bale.
But I think that the Oscars are going to like the prosthetics and the fact that Christian Bale ate so many pies to get fat enough to do this role. They love that. Get ugly, get fat, you know. So maybe. We'll see. We'll take a bet. A non-paying bet. You know how cheap I am. but Vice is, sure, it's a very powerful film. And, you know, it's Adam McKay who did The Big Short, which was about the financial crash. And, you know, he did that one so well, and he does this one in the same way. There's a lot of bits and pieces, and he makes it funny, and there's a narrator sometimes, there's photos from real things. He brings it all together to tell a story that could otherwise be very dry, you know, about the frankly terrifying machinations of these guys, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, bless him. Sam Rockwell is great as George W. Bush, because, of course, George W. Bush isn't too bright, and he brings that across beautifully. But I think the other person who deserves huge kudos here, and I would have loved to see a film all about her, is Amy Adams' Lynn Cheney, which I think was a fascinating character. His wife, who sort of grabs him by the scruff of the neck and tells him, "You're either the kind of man I want to be married to, or you're not, and then we're out of here." And I think she is magnificent in this film, Amy Adams. She really is good, and apparently stayed in character throughout the filming.
Understandably, and I mean, I was talking a moment ago about The Favourite and how Olivia Colman is just breathtaking and mesmerising as Queen Anne. And if this was not the year to be rewarding Glenn Close for all of her body of work, Olivia Colman for me would certainly be the name that will be read out. But you're right.
Amy Adams.
Amy
well,
Adams also. Is just extraordinary, truly, truly amazing.
Extraordinary, and I must say that the character of Lynn Cheney was quite fascinating to me, almost more so than Dick Cheney, who I think was very cunning. Is proof that being cunning is enough, even if you're not hell of a smart, you know, and of course having absolutely no morals whatsoever and no imagination for the kind of damage that you're. Decisions can make. I think that helps as well. And I must say, it is. I know that at the Globes, he thanked Satan for the award, because this character is so unlikable. And I did read a review that says, you know, it's their family. You know, their family dynamic makes them more human. I must say, I didn't find them human at all. I thought it was the most horrific, an exposure of just how awful a narcissistic, self-promoting politician can be.
Let me ask this question then, Gail, because it is no secret that Adam McKay does not like Dick Cheney, right? Very few people actually, certainly on this side of the pond, would actually like Dick Cheney or be supportive of him. So I'll tell you why I asked this question. I read an interesting article in The Guardian where somebody was arguing whether or not filmmakers have any moral obligation, if nothing else, to stay true to the facts, right? So they're talking about this movie, they were talking about The Favourite, they were talking about The Green Book, because we know that the family of the character portrayed by Mahershala Ali in The Green Book came out and said, actually, that's not how it happened. Why are you sanitising the story to make the white character look more pleasant when it actually was not the case? What responsibility is there for filmmakers to actually portray history as accurately as possible when they're telling stories of fiction around it?
Yeah, you see, for me, I do believe that people need to They need to see a story like this, say Dick Cheney or The Favourite, and they need to then use it as a, they need to use it as a jumping off point, because filmmakers, I don't think, are held to the same standards. They're creatives. They're creating a narrative. It's the reason why books, you know, you see a film of your favourite book and people go, oh, it's nothing like the book. That's because it's a different medium. It's a different way of telling a story. Sometimes you have to leave things out, add things in. And I actually don't believe they can say based on a true story, or my favorite is inspired by a true story, which kind of gives the hint that there's not a hell of a lot of the true story in it. But I think that people also have to take responsibility to say, okay, this portrays Dick Cheney as, in fact, a man with no redeeming qualities whatsoever. Let me read some more. Let me watch a few more documentaries. I know most people don't do that. But I don't think that we can hold filmmakers to that sort of standard. I think that their job is very different. They're portraying characters, and I suppose with real life characters. I mean, even the Freddie Mercury story, Bohemian Rhapsody as well. It isn't blatantly following facts either. And I think that you have to give filmmakers leeway. They're not making documentaries.
They're not at all. And I suppose my next question goes back to the character Dick Cheney. There's an element in this movie that, just to give the listeners a bit more context, before Dick Cheney, the vice presidential role in America was wholly ceremonial. You really were just a stand-in for the president when the president either didn't care enough to be where you need to be or didn't want to be there, was not able to be there. But it was wholly, wholly ceremonial. And when George W. Bush approached him to be his running mate, he said, "I want more power. I'll take care of the things that you don't want to take care of, including the military, including the running of business, including all those things that are actually quite important." And stupidly, George W. Bush said, "Yes, I'll do that." And now, as we know, 8 years of mayhem, some would argue, is this movie in any way excusing Bush of the horrors that he, you know, brought forward both to America and to the world?
No, stupidity is not a defense. I mean, I think that, you know, it would be interesting to see. I mean, one would wonder what was said about this movie when those guys watched it, you know, when you're being portrayed as a complete doofus. It must be interesting to see. But of course, if you are that stupid, you probably don't pick it up. But no, I don't think it excuses anybody for anything. And I think that's one of the things about this film, is that even if he has, obviously he dislikes these characters, it's very clear that he despises them and thinks that they're actually the worst thing that's happened to America. But I do think that, on the other hand, it also shows the kind of impunity with which politicians act if they're not carefully watched by, you know, the bodies put in place to watch them, the judiciary, the representatives, the media. That's why you have those things in place. Because if you give a bunch of guys keys to the kingdom, these are the kind of things that can happen. Even if he has overstated some of it, the fact remains that it shows what happens when power-hungry politicians are given free rein. And I think it is truly terrifying. And it's a good lesson and possibly a very good idea to watch in election year.
I was about to say, for me, the reason why this is an important movie for South Africans right now is that there has been a sense of Ramaphoria, as other politicians have referred to it, where the president is a breath of fresh air compared to the previous president, and we're almost abdicating the responsibility again to him and whatever cabinet he's going to shape post the election. We should not take the foot off the pedal in holding leadership to account, in holding politically appointed people to account. And I'm so sad that not enough people are going to go and watch this movie, not to the level that Avengers, for example, or Captain Marvel, or whatever the case may be, because every single South African should see this movie and be reminded of their responsibility in this democracy.
Absolutely. Constant vigilance. And the guy you elect is out for himself, generally. I'm sure there's a few that want to help others. They do tend to be few and far between if you gaze at the state of the planet.
Gail Edmonds, thank you very much. As always, Vice, a very important movie that will probably do well in the Oscars. Christian Bale is extraordinary as Dick Cheney, almost unrecognizable. Amy Adams is outstanding as his wife. And Adam McKay putting out another very, very good film in Vice. Do go and watch it. You will be hard-pressed, though. The Favourite is another incredible movie. Olivia Colman is outstanding in it. Emma Stone and Rachel Vice are incredible supports, and lovers who are vying for the Queen's attention. Mesmerizing movie in every single way. So you're spoilt for choice in the movie cinema circuit this weekend.